This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
A lot of people are getting just kind of stir crazy and bored and cleaning out their stuff and trying to take it to Goodwill for donations. And there were a couple spotty Goodwills that were taking donations over the last, I think, week or so. But I think now all the stores have closed. Goodwill released an official statement yesterday saying that they can no longer accept items just because the capacity isn't there for the employees. They don't want to put their employees at risk. I'm assuming there has to be an extent of like washing and having probably all of the items going through and having them sanitized to
an extent.
You don't know what virus has been on something. Somebody just brings in a bag of stuff from a grocery store. Or who knows?
Right. Or my kids like touched all these toys I'm now dropping off at Goodwill that may or may not have been affected. Yeah, I get you.
100%. So
yeah.
The Goodwill saying there will be still a great need as soon as you know everything starts to get back to normal because they're going to have to give people jobs. A lot of people are out of work. So at least they're going to do something good about it as soon as it's over with. So don't take your stuff to Goodwill. Just put it in bags right now and wait. Wait.
Yes.
Okay.
But still do the cleaning if you need to.
I'm in.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so, you know, I get it. There's no weddings right now because of COVID-19. So, you know, you had to postpone it or maybe you had to wait. Well, some people are getting creative in order to get married these days.
Oh, really?
And I just want to commend them. Who am I talking about? John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, who decided to, well, John performed at the wedding.
Okay.
And Chrissy there as well. They decided to, Chrissy officiated
as
their daughter Luna's stuffed animals got married.
This is nice.
So basically they had a whole wedding for their kids' stuffed animals. John performed. Chrissy, can you imagine John Legend's performing at a stuffed animal wedding? Chrissy Teigen's officiating, which was probably hysterical. Chrissy Teigen said things like, I don't know how many of you have been to a wedding between two stuffed animals, but what I've found is they are everlasting.
They really are. They are.
So props to everyone getting creative on social and Chrissy and John marrying stuffed animals for their kids.
Very pressing question, though. What was the newly married couple's, what was their first dance? What song did they dance to?
Oh, God, sure. Was it All of Me?
Well, it was All of Me again.
Was it?
Again. You know what's funny? People would pay millions to have John Legend at their wedding. Here you go, a stuffed animal just sitting back like, ah, John Legend performed 20 times at my wedding.
Am I the only one that wants to know which stuffed animals they were, or is it just...
You would want to know, weirdo.
I do. Was it a Care Bear and a penguin? I don't know.
Oh, God. Riggs.
Come on, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So glad that you guys finally watched Tiger King now. You're finally on the wagon. You're on the wagon. And we can gush about it. We can finally talk about it.
I have no words. I mean, I wish I had more to say.
Do you remember when I first described the show to you guys and I gave you those 12 words?
Yes.
And you were like, what the hell does that mean?
I don't remember the words at all because when you haven't seen it, it means nothing to you.
Right. So now if I read those back to you,
would
they make sense? Exotic animals, mullets, expired meat, animal attacks, meth mouth, denim and leather, explosions and arson, a 2016 presidential candidate, gay polygamy, mental health and suicide, murder for hire, and an Applebee's.
An Applebee's?
All makes sense now.
Remember the Applebee's at the end where they all met?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Well, I watched it, and it's funny. My nanny, because we're at home today, she's downstairs with my kids. God help her. She said to me, I don't know if I want to watch this Tiger King. And I said, girl, I said, it's not going to make you... I think she was worried it was almost going to make her more dumb. And I said, no. It's entertainment. It's good entertainment. They're so kooky that you can't stop watching, and that's okay.
Right.
It's trash TV, but at the same time, it's a true story. So you got to watch this, man.
he had like a country music career, and he was making music videos. It's basically him against Carole Baskin.
Yes.
And she owns this big cat rescue place, and he was making music videos. Like, here, kitty, kitty, coming for you, kitty, kitty.
You need to,
he did a whole music video
us.
Where he you got a lookalike. You can text us 71037, by the way, if you've seen.
Yeah, because as I was posting it on social media this weekend, as I was watching Tiger King, people kept sending me messages like, what'd you think of this? What'd you think of that?
Now,
and finally, the Carol Baskin memes make sense on Facebook now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allie, were you able to stop at all watching it, or did you binge the entire series all in one sitting? Me too.
I had to, because I have ADHD, Gibbons.
Right.
I can't get through anything right now without stopping in the middle.
We also broke up the series watching it at our place. You cool cats and kittens.
Oh, God.
Well, there's only... Nice pull. There's only seven episodes. It's like, imagine one season. When I try, because I get overwhelmed if there's like six seasons, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Tiger King is like one full season. Go watch it. My sister, you know, didn't want to watch it, and she called me over the weekend. She goes, they had a triple wedding.
Yes, all three of them.
I said, girl, we could discuss Tiger King all day long because it's hysterical. They're so out there and kooky. It's too funny.
So yeah. Good.
And I don't know if you want to say what you find out about the triple wedding afterwards. The fact that the guys weren't even.
No, I don't say that.
Well, yeah.
But people see that in the show, which people understand if they've seen it.
They're all three wearing hot pink cowboy shirts. It's amazing.
Hey, yes.
Money can buy anything. And you know what proof of that is? Where the proof is? It's in Tiger King that money can buy you anything.
Amen. Joe Exotic. You know that guy sitting in prison right now knowing that he brought together the world during a pandemic? The entire world. Joe Exotic.
Well, does he know that next week we'll be on to the next one? Because you know it's true.
By the way, Ozark season 3 dropped and said, excuse me.
I'm coming in.
Yeah, we're coming for you. It's 103.7 KISS FM. You can text us 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Higher risk individuals into that area to kind of isolate them and keep them safe from coronavirus.
Well, if you have like a whole like home set up.
Yeah, why wouldn't you use it?
Essentially, the nuns are coming in handy right now.
Uh-huh. None your business. Thank you, nuns.
None your business.
Facts. So they're saying the deal is going through on that, which is a nice thing to do. And then DoorDash is doing something cool for those over 60 years of age. You're going to have to get your grandparents on DoorDash because they're offering free delivery for people over 60, DoorDash, which is nice. Because a lot of people, have you tried to have anything delivered or tried the curbside pickup for anything yet?
Not yet, but I am getting the one thing in the mail that actually I'm not throwing away is coupons for delivery.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Right?
Because like I got a DoorDash coupon and I thought, because I'm getting a lot of mail that doesn't matter. It's like, here's the baseball schedule from a realtor. Sorry, baseball schedule doesn't matter anymore. Trash. So like I'm literally, is there anything in the mail that actually matters today that isn't outdated? Yeah.
No, I tried with Pick and Save. They have the thing where you can pull up and they bring it out to you. They do the shopping for you.
Pick up, yeah.
That's like a week and a half behind for the lead time on some of those.
Okay, you know what? Okay, then rewind to what you just said. Now I get where you're going with this.
Yes.
Because on Saturday morning, I needed a couple essential things. My kids were gone and I thought, well, I don't want to go to the store. But the pickup was so far out. Yeah. I didn't have a choice. I thought, well, I have to go to the store. We have to figure this out.
I
was at the store at like 7 a.m. on Saturday because I was awake.
Damn.
And it was just letting everyone in from the old people being done shopping. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I thought the same thing. I looked on Thursday last week and it said April 1st. And I went, first of all, April 1st, that seems like forever away. Is it still March? What the hell?
Yeah. Well, I was twitching. I was twitching the whole time I was in the store. Full disclosure. Oh. I was completely twitching. Like, I don't want to be here. I'm so mad. I need essential stuff and I can't get pickup because it's too far out today.
Do you remember last week you said what you saw in the store that made you flip out?
Oh, people not using wipes and hand sanitizer when they walked in?
I saw something else that made me flip out and you're going to flip out about it too. It's so frustrating that it happened. And I'll tell you about it at 7:30 this morning, all right?
Oh, God.
This is public service announcement coming up for y'all. All right. Get in line. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Stay home, stay safe. We're broadcasting from our respective home areas. Gibbons holding down the fort at the station. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Appreciate you going in there.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What time is it? 7:10? I'm already laying on my floor like I'm a diva.
I'll be quiet. Sideways. You were laying on your floor at 5:40 this morning, too.
Okay, fine.
With
right.
your child. It was climbing around on top of you.
Oh, my kid couldn't wait to come in and try to be on the radio this morning at home, let me tell you.
Pictures all right, are so there to prove it on Instagram. Go ahead.
There is a picture to prove it. Yes, thank you, Riggs, on Insta. So it turns out that a ton of companies are all fighting for one thing right now. They all want to trademark the words social distancing. Everyone's trying to copyright it and trademark it. Many companies, beer companies, CBD oil companies, all kinds of people fighting for this right now. DMZ started digging. They went back to March 15th when that's basically when the country started flipping out. People started going on lockdown. So they went that far back and found, okay, this is when everyone started trying to file for the trademark, for the copyright, for the word social distancing. Some of the people who have even signed up to fight for this, the people who created the game, What Do You Meme?
Oh.
You know that game?
Yes.
They're one of the, they want to make it a game called Social Distancing the Game. So everyone's trying, they said famous athletes, brands, tons of people are trying to copyright the words social distancing. What were you going to say, Riggs?
No, I was thinking who created the What Do You Meme, because the Cards Against Humanity and What Do You Meme, those games kind of run together in that same kind of goofy internet viral type game. But how do you trademark a phrase like that?
Well, you do it with everything. We do it with everything. I know. It's like, how do you do that when everyone says it? And maybe, I don't know.
The same way that Michael Buffer,
I'm guessing
the
you
announcer.
Put it, once you...
I'm thinking the same way Michael Buffer, the announcer.
Hey, let's get ready.
Yeah, don't say that phrase. But
I'm not even going to go anywhere near saying it, yes. But I guess once you find a way to monetize it. But once you start monetizing it, it's when you need a trademark, right? I don't know. We're not legal people.
Yes, you have to get a trademark, yeah.
But it's, so people can still say it, you just can't put it on a shirt and sell it.
I guess.
This has been this has been our two-bit legal sense.
Hell if I
Riggs
know.
And Allie, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time.
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
The new normal now. Social distancing.
Yep.
Staying at home to save lives.
Yep.
You're not going to believe what I encountered at the grocery store over the weekend, you guys.
What?
During an essential run. During an essential run, right?
I've been dying to hear this because nothing gives me more anxiety than having to make an essential run to the store these days.
Yes.
I just don't want to be involved around other people. I don't want to be there.
Now, I made two tries. The first time I tried was Saturday in the early afternoon.
Okay.
I went and made a drive by the store and it looked way too crowded. There were too many cars in the parking lot and I was like, I'm going to circle
crazy?
Back. And that's not what bothers me. Yes, it is crazy.
Yeah.
Here's the problem though. I'm not even faulting those people. When are we supposed to go? That's the problem. It's like, I want to go get essentials too, Riggs, but I can't figure out when the damn time to go is.
Well, here's the thing, Allie, and I understand that the same thing. You need to go out to get things. Obviously, everybody does. But what I saw happen twice when I finally went back on Saturday night blew my mind. It blew my mind. What? Why? Grocery shopping does not need to be a family outing / group activity, okay?
No.
People were there with their whole family.
I'm walking down the aisle. I turn down the aisle. There's the dad pushing the cart, looking at a list with his wife next to him. The teenage kid in front of them with his hands in his pocket, just walking. And the daughter behind her. So four people
These morons.
Four people from the same household.
Four people.
Okay, let me finish. Four of them.
Four
of them. The mom, the dad, and they were grown kids. These weren't like toddlers or children, which would suck too.
You're implying that they could have been left at home alone, unlike my children.
Or in a car. You know what? My wife was with me when we went to the grocery store, but she was in the car.
She didn't need
to come in with me, all right?
No need.
So I turn the corner and I'm walking down the chip aisle and there's two like teenage kids. I'm going to sound like get off my lawn guy right now, but these are probably high school kids with their hands in their pockets just walking around like they didn't have anything to do. So
and
I'm
like, why are you out?
Why are you out in a grocery store? Like if you want to get out of the house, I understand. Go outside, walk around the neighborhood, walk around the block, walk around the parking lot. But why are you adding more people in the grocery store than need be? There's already enough people in there.
I'm losing it now. See, you're triggering me.
There
now,
is
Riggs.
No reason why you can't, as a solo person, go in with one list to the grocery store, get your essentials, what you need, and then leave.
Hold on.
Especially for a couple weeks. Come on.
Forget it. Listen, I am a single mom.
Yeah.
With two little kids, 6 and 8. And let me tell you something, people. I don't have any family in Milwaukee. I have to wait until they go to their father's. If I didn't have that, I'd really be screwed, okay? Mm-hmm. If I didn't have them going to their father's. So I wait days before I go to the grocery store for my essentials if I cannot pick up or deliver. And that's been hard to get into because of how busy it's been. So I will wait. 4 days I waited to go to the grocery store when I needed to, people.
Yeah.
And you're going to go in there with your whole freaking family? See, now I'm losing it.
That's
now you're pissing
days.
Me off.
4 days. One for each member of the family that was
stupid.
In the pasta aisle at Pick and Save and frying.
Don't
yes.
go to the... You go... one person, if anyone, goes to the store.
Uh-huh.
And these are the people that don't get it. And this is why we're going to be quarantined for 3 extra months because of these dummies who are at the store this weekend that are continuing to spread the virus. No matter what the experts tell
Preach.
Us, no matter what they say repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly is that you're continuing to spread. You're 2 weeks behind. Every time you're going out, you're going to see the what's going to happen. You're going to see what you did 2 weeks ago. It's going to take 2 weeks to get all those people sick because of the lapse time. So you're out there continuing to screw us all.
Yes, I understand.
I cannot deal with it.
I
and I'm going to lose
and
it.
I'm not going to walk up and down the aisles anymore with your family. So
Hell
from now
no.
on, go in one person at a time. One person. Come on. You don't
I'm
need
so
to bring
triggered.
The entire. It is not a team sport grocery shopping. This is not supermarket sweep on the Game Show Network in the 90s. All right.
Riggs, put this PSA on our Facebook page so I can go off with people.
Okay? One at a time. One at a time in the grocery store. For the love of God, it's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Stay home, stay safe, save lives. And if you're going to the grocery store, there's no need for your whole family to come with you, which I saw not once but twice at one essential trip I was making over the weekend. A dad pushing the cart with the list, reading it off to the mom right next to him, and the daughter and the son right in front and behind him. So four people crowded together in one aisle of the grocery store.
One person from your household goes to the store, people. Let me just tell you the rules that you should know if you have a brain. Because apparently we got a lot of people with no brains.
Allie, why do we have to keep telling people this? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
I feel like we're talking to children.
Well, we are, but at least we have the microphones, and it's sad. We have to do a public service announcement every day to the community about stay the hell at home. You're not getting it if you're going to the store with all four members of your family. No!
You know how serious we are about staying at home? I'm in my basement right now. Allie's in her bedroom on the floor, and we're making poor Gibbons is one of the only ones in the station right now.
Yep.
If we can broadcast to 1 million people, you can stay the hell home, okay?
Yes.
If I can do that from my house and figure it out, you can stay the hell home.
And I understand that your wife wants to micromanage the list, Bill, but Karen's going to have to stay in the car or at home and text you back and forth and get on FaceTime with Karen while you're in the up and down the aisles.
That's what I'm
There's other
I'm
ways.
Saying.
Get on the phone with them. Why can't you call from inside the store
it
to outside?
Riggs, you're trying to give them reasons to make it make more sense. You don't have to give any reasons. The only reason they need to know is people are dying. People are getting sick.
Yep.
Stay the hell home and don't take your whole family to the store where you continue to spread a disease you probably don't even know you have, you moron.
Yes.
Can we go to the phones now so somebody else can go off?
We can. You can also text to 71037. Who we got on the phone, Gibbons?
Let's talk to Stephanie.
Stephanie, good morning. Do you work
good
at a grocery
morning.
Store? Or have you witnessed calamity at the grocery store? What happened?
I went to Walmart in Muskego last night, and I was waiting in line to check out, and in front of me was an entire family, a newborn baby, and... the mom was holding the baby, had to be like maybe a week or two old, just a very tiny baby, maybe a 2 or 3 year old running around, and then maybe a 5 year old, and then maybe like an 8 year old, and then the dad.
So they had a newborn baby in the store.
I mean, and the dad was there too. Like the parents were there together.
What a bunch of dummies!
Why can't dad go
sit in the car with the kids? Make dad sit in the car with the kids while mom, or make mom whatever.
Why? Stop using logic. Stop using logic, Riggs. That would make too much sense.
I was completely blown away. I was like, these people just do not get it. They are not understanding.
No, we get it. You make sense. You totally
Stephanie,
make sense.
Stephanie gets it. And didn't you say we had our first infant death? I don't want to get all morbid here.
There was, in Illinois. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm a nurse at a cancer center. So I'm seeing all of these things and the repercussions these people are causing on people who have immunosuppressive diseases. And they just don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't get it. Thank you. Maddening.
Thank you for the call, Stephanie. We appreciate you listening this morning. Stay safe out there. Stay home. Stay safe.
So, you guys, when are people going to get to the point where they realize how serious this is and you can't go to the store with your whole family? Like, it's a real question.
When
I'm
it starts affecting them personally, like I've had two people I know personally that have tested positive for COVID-19. Two people personally that I see on my Facebook page.
Are they okay?
The one guy is making a recovery. He'll be out. He's been in the hospital for 11 days. 11
days. Oh my God.
He said, walking around his hospital room, he's a 43-year-old dude. 43. Okay. His name is Jim. He said walking around his hospital room gives him exhaustion because he's so out of breath. He's like, I've had the flu before. He goes, this is like the flu on steroids. He's never had anything like this ever.
Wow.
So until people know someone that it affects them personally, unfortunately, they won't take it seriously. But stay
Bunch
home.
Of jerks.
One at a time in the grocery store. One at a time.
Selfish.
Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're live from our respective home studios. We're broadcasting from home. You stay home, you stay safe, you save lives, which is not what some of us are seeing when we're going out in public to do our essential grocery runs, or what we're seeing on social media as well. People are texting into 71037 saying things like, stop going to friends' houses too, because they're seeing people go over to friends' houses having like, well, since we can't go out, we'll just have a get-together. We'll just have a dinner party.
I saw that, and I about lost my mind.
No.
She was like, no one judge us. Yes, we're having get-togethers. No, we're getting to the point now where I don't think people realize if you want to do stuff, the answer is no.
No.
Do you live with them?
That is 100% the answer, no.
No.
If you don't live with them, you don't see them. Simple. We're trying to save lives here,
people. My own neighbor was like, we're not hanging out across the street.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even hanging out. I have no one else to hang out with, but I'm still not hanging out with them. I mean, that sucks.
My own half-brother got a new car. He wanted to come over and take me for a ride. I said, no, I'm sorry.
No.
I can't. No.
So that's a perfect, great example of someone. Like, he was just like, thought, I'll go show my brother.
Yes.
No, you're not supposed to be going out and talking to anyone else. Yeah.
No. 799-1037. People are calling in as well. Gibbons, who we got on the phone?
We got Jeanette on the line.
What up, Jeanette?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Have you seen people still?
She's like, hey.
We're talking about people, families, grocery shopping, people still getting together in groups. What did you have a story about?
I totally get that. But I went to the store with my son, and I got a lot of dirty looks just by going to the store with my son. Don't know. I think we didn't have masks on. Like half the people we were at the store had masks on. And
how old is your son?
Wait. Yeah, thank you. We have so many questions, and then we'll tell you why people looked at you dirty.
Yeah, how old is your son?
Okay.
Five,
okay.
Are you single mom?
No.
Anyone else around to help you?
Yes, but I have a 2-year-old that he typically watches when I go to the store.
So why wouldn't you leave the 2 and the 5-year-old at home, and why would you take the 5-year-old out? That's my question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good question for my husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Stop. Your husband's the reason? Your husband wouldn't let you leave both of Oh my God, get divorced.
Put
hey,
your
bye.
Husband. Put your husband on the phone.
Moron.
We'll talk
what
to your husband.
Moron. Put Let me talk to this guy.
Seriously.
Yeah. You tell your husband, no, take this seriously. Say, you're going to have to watch two kids.
No, he's being a lazy punk. Welcome to a lot of men. No, Gibbons, you make that face FaceTime. But I've seen this all the time with women and kids and men. These lazy punk dudes who, one. This is not the same as a Saturday when you want to split and conquer and divide.
Amen.
This is not the same, people. This is different. He needs to man up and watch his damn kids for an hour so his baby mama can go to the store.
Why is he keeping the 2-year-old? Why wouldn't he keep the 5-year-old? Wouldn't it be easier with the 5-year-old?
No, you don't want the younger one to go out either. Right. Think about the immune system.
Hey, Jeanette, he'll have a conversation with your husband when we get home that Riggs, Allie, and Gibbons said, you're watching both the kids. This isn't happening anymore. I'm not going to put up with the looks anymore, and it's his fault.
And we're quarantined so long, I'm telling people to get divorced.
Jeanette just called us for reassurance. She just called us for reassurance. God, we love you, Jeanette.
Oh, God.
She's right.
Let's talk to
we got
a truck.
Who else we got on the phone?
A truck driver on the line. Let's talk to Scott.
I felt bad for Jeanette.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling from Jeanette.
We got to move on, though. We got to.
Truck drivers.
We forget about truck drivers who are delivering goods for everybody so you can go to the stores and clear off the shelves. Who's this?
This is Scott.
This is Scott. How you guys doing?
Good, Scott. Cool. What's your story?
Scott.
What happened?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Good, good. Very good. What's up? What's your story?
Hey, I drive truck, you know, and I do everything I can to not come in contact with people, get polluted or whatever you want to call it, infected. And I'm driving through Menominee Falls last week, and I'm coming down a hill, and I see a SUV down a ways, you know, in my direction. And the first thing I always think is, you know, it's a cop with a radar gun, you know. So I slow down and I'm driving. And as I get closer to this, I see there's a group of about 8 vehicles. And I look over here on a soccer field, our parents with a full soccer team of preteen children.
Come on.
No. Wait. In Menominee Falls, and in the past week,
Menominee
you saw
Falls,
this?
I saw this with my own eyes. And it was...
Hold on. I was going to say, get more detailed and tell us the field, because I want to shame anyone who's getting this many people together for a soccer practice. Where was the field? Tell us more.
Okay. if you go from 124th and Brown Deer Road, you got that... The trash thing, the big old hills, right? So if you go to the west side of that, the first road there, if you hang a right off of Brown Deer Road, you go down the road.
Yeah,
and there's a soccer field right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love you for getting into that much detail for me. Thank you.
Seriously. Thank you, Scott.
And shame on the soccer team that got those kids together to practice.
Shame on the parents that let all their kids
shame
go
on
out.
The parents and the coaches and everyone, man.
Amen.
You guys
imagine.
Have a great day,
did you,
man.
If you
no.
If you told... Thank you, man.
You
if
too,
you told
Scott.
Me,
thanks
if
you for told everything
me,
you do.
Thank you. If you told me 3 weeks ago we'd be on the radio yelling at people about playing soccer outside,
could you I'd
be
imagine?
Like, what? But no,
seriously.
Stay home. Stay safe. It's not about you. It's about everybody else.
Right.
Get with the plan, people. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we have got to laugh a little about some of these celebrities who are making us smile during the quarantine, because guess who got together and decided to do a home workout together? This is hysterical. Guess.
A home workout.
It was an athlete and a comedian. Two women.
Two women?
Yes.
Lisa
was
Leslie.
Jennifer Lopez involved in any of it? I have no idea.
No, Jennifer Lopez. Serena and Venus Williams.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Venus was leading it because she has her own workout clothing. I don't know if you know this. It's called 11 by Venus. It's like a literal... Because when I first saw it, I thought, does Venus Williams have a booze line? Oh, no, that's just yoga pants. Never mind. That's workout gear. So I went and looked. What they did was they hosted an Instagram Live. And you know how you can add a person on Instagram. So Venus Williams is on there with her sister. And Amy Schumer gets on.
Oh, God.
And they're lifting wine bottles as a workout. And Amy Schumer comes in with one of those gigantic things of wine. Like
big,
the big bottle.
The Magnum bottle, yeah.
Yes, and she's showing Venus, well, let me show you how to lift it from behind over your head. And so they're doing all these, they're literally working out with wine bottles.
Oh my God.
And, and then at one point, Venus is, you know, doing her squats. And she goes, sometimes you got to put it on your head, and that's good. And she's got the wine bottle on her head as she's doing squats.
Oh God. I can see what's
going on. You got to get creative at home gyms.
Oh, if you totally. Can't yeah. laugh about Amy Schumer doing a workout with wine bottles, lifting wine bottles with Venus Williams on Instagram, you're not living your life to the best in the quarantine, man.
Mama G does the 12-ounce curls, Gibbons. It's different.
It's funny because it's true.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It is still a time of need for a lot of people because these are unprecedented times.
Mm-hmm.
Orders to stay home. Businesses shutting down, some people not without paychecks, some people without even food. And that's why we brought on this morning from Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, Scott Marshall. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course, because you guys are still considered an essential business, and there's still a pretty great need for food right now with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah, we are open, so if anyone was concerned about whether we were able to help serve the hungry, we are an essential service. We're running kind of with only the skeleton crew of who's necessary, but we're still able to get food out to the folks who need it.
Now,
what does that mean? Hold on, though, Scott. What does that mean when you say the necessary people? Like, who qualifies in that?
A lot of the office staff is working from home right now. Really, what we have is our operations team, which is the folks who work in our warehouse, the folks who pick the orders, which is a pantry will order the kind of food that they want, and then there will be a team that puts that all on a pallet and gets it ready for pickup, and then our volunteer staff, which leads the volunteers to sort the food. Otherwise, most of the office staff, anybody who is not necessary to getting food in and out of the building, they're generally working from home.
Now,
nice.
Scott, I have a question. With all of the grocery stores being so picked over with a lot of essential items, do you have enough food right now? Because I know you rely on grocery stores a lot for some of your food.
And what do you need? Yeah.
Well, the first thing is, with the grocery stores being picked over, that does create kind of a domino effect for the food that we receive, because a lot of the food that we do use to feed the hungry comes from grocery stores. So if they can't keep their shelves filled, that means that they don't have access to donate. And that kind of is a missing piece of the puzzle for us right now. The food that we do get donated and we receive, we need to have it sorted by volunteers. And right now, we're having many less volunteers than we usually do out of necessity because of social distancing.
Right.
So there's this domino effect of the grocery situation and the volunteer situation, which has really kind of put a kink in the hose with a lot of the food that we usually receive and get out to the people who need it.
Can you give us a list of like the top five things you really need or could use, Scott?
Right now, it's really non-perishable food items. It's a lot of the basics. If you think about the kind of food that you and your family would eat, that's the kind of food that we always need. Cereal, peanut butter, canned protein like tuna, soup, canned vegetables, canned fruits, that sort of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Scott Marshall from Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Now, you said that you guys are pretty much in need of three things: food, funds, and friends. Those three things right now.
So exactly.
How can people get involved with their concerns about social distancing, like you just
mentioned? How do you do that? That's a good
question. Absolutely. Well, there are different levels of the ability for the average person to be able to get involved, but I want to put it out there because I know you have millions of listeners across Milwaukee.
We do.
Food's a little tricky. Because right now, we need truckloads of food. So if anyone works for a warehouse, a distributor, a grocer, a retailer, and can do truckloads of food, we absolutely would love to have truckloads of food donated to us. Right now, kind of hold off on food drives. There's a lot of logistics that go into it, a lot of people touching different cans and the boxes, and we try to hold off on the food drives right now. We appreciate people who have reached out, but right now we're just going to put a pin in that.
So, Scott, where does the food go is what I really – that was kind of what I was getting at earlier is, does it go to kids who aren't getting lunches? Does it go to the homeless? Does it go to families who don't have enough, I guess? Where does the – once it gets to Feeding America and you guys sort it, then where does that food go in the community,
sure.
I guess, is what I'm curious about.
Yeah, sorry I missed that, Allie. Yeah. A food bank is different than a food pantry.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's okay.
No, a food bank sources mass amounts of food, literally for us, millions of pounds of food. Last year, we distributed 26 million pounds of food. And we source it so that pantries can make sure to always have it. So what happens is we have member pantries, shelters, meal sites. So all of the above are being fed with this food. And they order the food from us, and then they're the ones who get it out to the seniors who need help, the homeless, the kids who are missing their school lunches right now. So we source it. We get it out to our network of pantries and meal sites and shelters, and then they get it out to the people who need it.
Nice.
That makes sense. Thank you for doing that. Yeah.
Well, Scott Marshall from Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, you said another thing people can do is also start a Facebook fundraiser if they wanted to support you guys as well. The website, feedingamericawi.org.
Yes. Right now, funds is the best way for us to buy food. And one of the fun ways that people are doing it is we're seeing more and more, instead of food drives, doing Facebook fundraisers.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for all you do in the community. I'm glad you're still an essential business and people are still getting the food that they need.
Well, yeah, and this is all people were posting about the first week on Facebook was, how can I help the kids that aren't getting lunches? And how can I help the people that don't have any food? So I'm glad we got to have you on to kind of show, well, here is a way you can help kids get lunches, is donate to Feeding America, you know, Southeastern Wisconsin, and then they will put that in those pantries where that will help those people. That's really what's so important to us, I think, for Milwaukee. Don't you guys agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Scott, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. We appreciate you taking the time. We appreciate what you guys do for the community. Again, feedingamericawy.org. It's Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Tony Evers pushing ahead with a plan to purchase $700 million worth of medical equipment for Wisconsin alone. This is great. This will buy like 10,000 ventilators and 1 million protective masks in the fight against coronavirus.
Riggs, tell that story again about your friend, because when we say ventilators, like, that's kind of when sorry as I cough on the air, that's awkward. As we talk about ventilators, no, but this is why we're at home. But you see this where these people are getting so sick in the hospital and it's affecting their lungs, and then they don't have enough ventilators and people are dying, you know? So tell your story again about your friend you said that got tested positive, what he said it feels like when you have it.
My friend Jim, who lives in Seattle, which is one of the hotspots for the COVID-19 outbreak, he's in his 40s, and he said that it's worse than any flu he's ever had. He's had the real flu before, like the legit flu, and he said this is unlike anything he's ever experienced. Walking around his hospital room is exhausting. He was like, he's short of breath. He's been on a ventilator for several days because he had trouble breathing, and he already had respiratory problems as well. So this was like compounding the issues that he already had. So this is a serious thing, and there's a big need for these ventilators as well.
That's what I mean. Like, that kind of puts it in perspective, because I see it on the news. I hear them talking about the ventilators being an issue in New York, not having enough, and this is a constant argument.
Yeah.
And so hearing that Wisconsin's getting them is good news.
Yes, and that's different than a respirator. Ventilators and respirators, there's a difference between the two. I don't know the medical...
I haven't heard anything about a respirator, but I have heard about these ventilators nonstop on the news, man.
As of right now, 1,100 coronavirus cases in Wisconsin and 17 people so far have passed from coronavirus in Wisconsin.
Wow.
What were we going to say, Gibbons?
No, nothing.
I'm just saying. I heard your voice.
He was agreeing about the news.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So $700 million Wisconsin will be spending on medical supplies. Good. It's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
I can't even with this. This is cracking me up. Did you guys see what Cardi B started a GoFundMe for over the weekend?
No. What did she do?
She did the same thing I did on Friday and the same thing Gibbons did. She sat down on Netflix and started watching Tiger King.
Oh, yes.
She quickly got caught up in it, as we all did, and she started a GoFundMe for Joe Exotic because she feels bad for him. I'm like, honey, no.
What?
I don't feel bad for anyone in that whole documentary. Can I just be clear right now? They're all... insane.
The whole world of the whole big cat industry is jacked up, man.
And the whole thing,
he's in there for 22 years for allegedly plotting to kill someone. And furthermore, the disgusting thing
not
that this
allegedly,
guy's done,
not alleged, Riggs. It's not alleged. It's he's in prison, and it was proven, and it's in the documentary. That we're not giving anything away. This is part of the story.
Some
it's not alleged.
Some bitch down in Florida. I got a settlement against some bitch down in Florida. Carol Baskin.
Oh my God.
Listen, this is what Cardi B was writing on social media. She wrote, as she's slowly watching. These are her comments. Carol, you think you slick, bitch. Out of nowhere. Like, she would, like, write things like that.
Oh, God.
Like, she was coming for Carol Baskin.
She's just like
all
of us.
And then she wrote things like, oh, she wrote, they did Joe so dirty over and over again. Then she wrote, who you think burned Joe's studio? Look, I'm not going to get into these things because you have to watch the documentary. And I'll tell you, Joe burned it. That's who the hell burned it. Okay,
yes,
Cardi, get a brain. You don't have to be a genius to put this together, do you?
Look, Joe did that, and Carol Baskin put her husband in a meat grinder and fed it to tigers. Let's be honest with it. Come on.
Fascinating, okay? And so Cardi B is now feeling bad for Joe Exotic now that she watched it. I don't know how you watch it and feel bad for anyone on that show.
At the end of it,
they're all losers.
Well, they kind of make him look like a victim in part of this documentary.
Oh, absolutely.
But he's not.
No,
I'm sorry. When you cage, it is ironic that he caged animals and now he's in a cage. It's ironic, but not.
And she caged animals, and she's still out there doing it.
Well, she's nuts, too.
Yeah.
But all I know is I don't feel bad for any of them, and I'm not giving any money to Cardi B's GoFundMe for Joe Exotic from Tiger King. I'll tell you that damn much.
Well, you know what? I'll give a dollar for you, because I'm doing it. We got to get Joe out of jail, damn it. We have to.
Do it.
Free
Go
Joe Exotic.
It.
Free Joe Exotic. Come on.
Go for it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
Riggs and Allie, stay home, stay safe, save lives. Mm-hmm. That's the message that we want you to take home today. But there are many things that we learned on the show this morning. Show number 880. Good Lord.
Man.
Ooh-wee.
What'd you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that Riggs finally found a great one. Riggs has been telling Allie and I for literally a week to watch Tiger King on Netflix. And over the weekend, Allie and I both watched the entire series, and it lived up to the hype and then some. Had me
shook.
Laughing
who
my ass
Joe
off.
Joe Exotic, a man who owned over 200 tigers in Oklahoma, would bring together the world during a global pandemic.
Seriously.
Thank you, Joe Exotic. Thank you, Joe.
So good.
Allie, did you learn anything on the show this morning?
I did. I learned that no matter how many days we do the show from our house, no matter how many PSAs we run saying, please wash your hands and listen to everything that they're telling us to do to stop the spread so we can go back to our regular lives.
Social distancing,
yeah. I realized that no matter how many times we say that, we still end up going to the store over the weekend, and Riggs saw a whole family with teenagers who... That's not the way it works, people. You don't go to the store with your whole family nowadays. One person goes, and if you're all in the car, the other ones sit in the car while one goes. We don't send whole families into grocery stores for no reason. You've learned nothing about social distancing if you're still doing that. In fact, can I use the I word?
Go for it.
You're an idiot. How about that?
Yeah. Boom.
Don't be stupid,
you
moron.
Anymore. But I don't, some of these are the basic, I feel like these are the basic rules people are getting still.
Yeah, well, that's why we got to beat them into their heads. It's like talking to children. It's like sitting in a class waiting to go to recess. You want to go to recess, but the two kids in the back won't stop talking.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I don't want to shame people that don't understand the rules, but if you don't understand the rules at this point, you're a freaking idiot.
Well, I
okay,
disagree.
I'm done.
I want to shame those people. I want to shame them. I'm on board with shaming people.
We all have questions about how to deal with this. You know, is it okay to do this and this? But some things are just common sense after what we've been told. Don't go out with four people in a family for no reason into a store. It's just ridiculous.
Even the president said social distancing until at least April 30th. That's a month from today. So get used to
listening to that. Are we actually listening to the other dude?
Huh?
Nothing. We're really listening to him during those conferences or other people.
What?
Huh?
I learned this morning that Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin is still in need, but they're asking for people not to donate food as much as they're looking for funds as well. And you can go to feedingamericawi.org and to get all the information. They're saying Facebook fundraisers,
Yeah, this is all people put on Facebook the first week was, how do I help kids that aren't getting lunches or people that need food? This is a great way to help those people.
Yeah. I got the website for them, feedingamericawy.org. You can help them out. That's what I learned. Enjoy the rest of your day or whatever you're doing. Quarantine day, whatever it is. I'll talk to you in the morning on 103.7 Kiss FM.
Bye.
Stay home. Stay safe. Save lives.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.